We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft. But Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Welcome to the official Wildcat Podcast, presented by Authentic Brand and Kansas Land Tire. Now, with almost 50 combined years on the K-State Sports Network, here are your hosts, Wyatt Thompson and Stan Weber.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to another edition of the Wildcat Weekly Podcast, presented each week by Kansas Land Tire and by Authentic Brand Apparel. I'm voice of the Wildcats, Wyatt Thompson, alongside his longtime color analyst, Stan Weber. He does that work for football and men's basketball at Kansas State and does it so well. He joins us now as we preview postseason play. The Wildcats had a terrific regular season, and it came to a close, unfortunately, with a loss on Saturday in Morgantown. But K-State 23-8 going into the Big 12 tournament. And Stan, it's kind of like rinse and repeat. Rinse and repeat. K-State, TCU again. It'll be the 3-6 matchup on Thursday in the late game at approximately 8:30. But let's start with the regular season. And what a regular season it was. Capped off by Jerome Tang being named the coach of the year in the league. K-State had a couple of first-teamers in Marquise Noel and Keontae Johnson. Keontae was also named to the all-newcomer team and the newcomer of the year, and Marquise was on the all-defensive team. So quite a season.
Absolutely. Picked to be last out of 10 teams. K-State finishes in third place in the Big 12 sweeps. The Baylor Bears, who were the favorite in the league to start the year, and beat Kansas, just did their work, beat Texas. You want to talk about any of the top teams, K-State was able to get the job done and win against them. They did a fantastic job in the non-conference, first of all, 12 non-conference wins, ties 2010, 2011, and 2008-2009 is the best since there were 13 wins in 09-10. So just an amazing non-conference schedule. Going to the Grand Cayman Islands, winning close games over Nevada and LSU, winning a championship there, just setting the tone right away that this group could come together. If they believed in each other, there's no doubt that they can achieve things that no one thought that they could. And that belief just carried out throughout the whole season. Marquise Noel grew up and became a superstar player, leading the conference in so many categories. Set a K-State record. Steals, best free throw shooter in the league, one of the top five scorers in the league. And then Keontae Johnson, he was a great player at Florida, had to sit out a couple years, came back, made his reappearance in the spring at K-State, and just played an outstanding season all year long, a matchup problem for everybody. so consistent, Wyatt. You say rinse and repeat. That may be Keontae Johnson's summary of how he plays. He just goes out there every game and delivers you those double-digit points, leads a team in rebounding, is completely calm. Those two guys led the way, but the other contributors all had their moments where they stepped up as well. The coaching staff did an amazing job. First time they've been put together, and then Jerome Tang, Coach of the Year in the Big 12. Maybe the National Coach of the Year. We just don't have that officially yet. Great job for K-State, but the good news is, Wyatt, we could celebrate this and act like it's a year-end banquet. It's fine. It is the end of the regular season, but there's so much more exciting to play for. This group really is focused not about what they've done so far, about what they can do in the future is a big focus, and it's really been helpful, I think, that Jerome Tang has had such great success as an assistant at Baylor in the NCAA tournament. He kind of gets this, that you know, you can think about winning six games. Six seems so demanding, like, whoa, six games to win a national championship? But he actually understands it's just a little tournament. Winning the first game of each tournament each weekend is the big deal. His experience, his expectation is very high, and he wants to go win a Big 12 tournament, just like he did in the Grand Cayman Islands, three games in 3 days. He'd love to repeat that.
Yeah, no question about it. And as we talk about K-State's regular season, I think, you know, there are tons and tons of reasons why Coach Tang ended up being the Big 12 Coach of the Year. He's already been National Coach of the Year by one outlet, and there will be more to come. But for him to put this group together and fly through at 23-8, but even maybe even more so 11-7 in this league, and I don't know how you couldn't be more impressed. He just did a magnificent job in his first year. And you know, the other thing that I like, Stan, is he's the first to admit he's learned a lot. He's been around the game a long time. He's very, very good at it. But being the head guy for the first time, I think he's learned as he's gone. He's adjusted as he's moved forward through the season. For you and I don't want to speak for you, but it's been fun for me to watch. I'm sure you're going to agree with that.
Oh, absolutely, Wyatt. It's very well said. And it's one of the things about Jerome Tang is he has this humble side to him where he's willing to say, I'm still in a learning mode. You know, I haven't made it. And that has really been appropriate because being a head coach is slightly different. It's very exciting news because what he did this year shows you the level that he could bring with his coaching staff, what they can do at K-State with their backs to the wall and putting a new team together and not knowing a lot about Manhattan or K-State, the university, how things work. They did well through all of this to prove that what they brought from their other schools, especially Jerome Tang at Baylor, was coming through and showing well at K-State. But, you know, it's exciting to say they did that. We know how good they are, yet I think they'll be better in the next couple of years. I think it is part of the growth. Being a head coach, you learn a lot of things, and you'll adjust and make changes. And we saw Jerome Tang admit that he was adjusting, making changes through the year, learning, applying different attitudes toward things than he might have as an assistant coach. That's not going to end. And I think when he has an off season to consider it and reevaluate, I believe he'll be even a better head coach, and his staff will work even better next year. How exciting is that? Because already it's been elite what they've done with this basketball team.
Absolutely true. All right, let's take just a second and wrap up what happened on Saturday. K-State lost a tough ball game on the road in Morgantown, 89-81. No excuses, but boy, did it hurt not having Desi Sills. That guy he's not getting the headlines of those other two frontline guys, but boy, has Desi had an amazing senior season. Unreal.
Wait. Yeah, he really has, and he turned it on at the end with those four straight starts and that senior day performance against Oklahoma where he almost had a triple-double. He has been the guy, I believe, all year long who's played the best compared to what his normal is. Like, he ups his game and keeps his composure when everything is going wrong with the team. If the other team's on a 6-0 run, that's when Desi Sills plays his best basketball. And what an attribute that is, to fight when the momentum's against you and start turning things around and showing the rest of the team, no, we're fine. Let's just keep playing. He makes big plays, big shots. He's tough. He's physical. Well, you better be tough and physical if you're going to play West Virginia, right, with Bob Huggins. So when you mention you don't want to make any excuses, but the fact that he was not there in Morgantown did make a difference because West Virginia is going to test your toughness, your physicalness, all game long. K-State early in the game executed so well when West Virginia trapped on the wing. they'd make an extra pass, get the ball in the paint, and score. And K-State was off to a quick start, leading the game. But West Virginia just doesn't quit. They keep doing it and bumping you and saying, can you do it all game long for 40 minutes? And it can wear on you. So having Desi Sills against West Virginia on the road, especially Wyatt, would have been very helpful. But K-State had their opportunities. You know, down at half, only two, and having a lead early in the game, you knew that they could function and do things. But West Virginia, I thought, just played great basketball. They made such tough shots. And they were able to get their hands on the ball, get steals away from K-State. And I didn't think it was sloppy basketball from K-State. I didn't think it was a team that was fooled. I just thought that you saw some great hands. You know, two guys have steals of four or more in a game from West Virginia. So they did a good job. And then when you get steals and you get open court situations, turnovers in action, it's going to lead to easy scores at the other end. And that means your defense doesn't even get a set up and get a chance to try to stop West Virginia. Good job by Bob Huggins' team all the way around. Just played a really good game. Ended up hitting the 50% mark, 50.8% against K-State. Played good basketball. I thought it was more that West Virginia went and won that game than K-State did anything losing that game. But you'd love to reset. If you had Desi Sills there, say, let's play that second half over when we got a little worn out, got a little foul trouble. You know, things that probably wouldn't have happened if you had the minutes. And capabilities that Desi Sills would have brought.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, what's your secret? Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Let's jump into Peppa's world of play. Look for spring flowers, hunt for muddy puddles, and bravely explore exciting places with Peppa play sets. Peppa Pig, inspiring kid confidence.
We remind you, from the freeway to the field and everywhere in between, Wildcat fans trust the friendly folks at Kansas Land Tire and Service for all their tire and auto service needs. And designed and crafted with exceptional attention to detail, Authentic Brand is our choice for the Wildcats. Game day apparel. Shop their premium selection of sweatshirts, outerwear, caps, and more at authentic-brand.com. That's authentic-brand.com. Make Authentic Brand your gear of choice. Well, as mentioned, it's K-State and TCU in the opening game for the Wildcats at T-Mobile in Kansas City. It's Thursday night, roughly 8:30-ish, following the 6 o'clock game. And as we've said all year long, this league has been so strong, Stan, and now here we are. I think everybody, it's going to be hard to get a ticket. It always is, maybe even more so this time around. It should be a wonderful, wonderful tournament.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Things to play for from the bottom teams that play on Wednesday, 7 through 10 are dreaming of NCAA opportunities. Some say Oklahoma really doesn't have an opportunity unless they win 4 days in a row, which would be historic and unprecedented and all of that. So maybe you can take one team out, but the other three are on the bubble, and they really need to find a way to win even on Wednesday night. So how exciting is that? And that's nothing compared to what you're going to see on the feature day on that Thursday when you have four games, eight teams, the whole town in downtown Kansas City is on fire. There are fans everywhere who may not even be going into the game that want to be in the Power and Light District, that want to be around T-Mobile Center, want to be a part of this atmosphere. And then, hey, if they get lucky enough to find a ticket, they get in there as well. And you know Iowa State will bring it, and they got a good basketball team. You know K-State will bring it, and they've got a great basketball team. And obviously Kansas fighting to be the number one seed in the Midwest. even wants to get to work in this tournament. So you got motivated teams, unbelievable capability, and no weakness, even to the bottom starting on Wednesday night. So tickets will be hard to get. The stadiums will consistently be full, and outside it, that Kansas City has an appreciation for college basketball. They have appreciation for the Big 12 tournament and what it means in March and all of that. So there's going to be a red carpet laid out from Kansas City, and there's going to be enthusiasm with the fans coming in. This is the elite conference in the country, Wyatt. There's a lot of pride about this tournament, and there's nobody going to be doing it halfway. Everybody's going to be wanting to play well. Can't wait to see how it comes out. Every game is going to be so competitive. You talk about K-State. Wow, we've seen TCU, when Mike Miles is available and they're hitting on all cylinders, you could argue that they were the best team in the Big 12. That they would put together 15-minute stretches.
Sure.
They were better than even Kansas. You know, but they've had an up and down and rocky road and injuries, and then creates a little dysfunction in the lineup and the rotation and everything else. Which version of TCU are you going to get? You got to hold your breath, because if they come out and play their best, it's going to take everything that K-State has to go ahead and win that quarterfinal game.
It's going to be very interesting with Miles. When you start to break down this game, you look at the two games in the regular season. K-State started the series down in Fort Worth, and frankly, they didn't play well. And TCU really played great and very, very fast, and they hurt K-State in transition, no doubt. It was quite a bit of a different game without Mike Miles in Bramlage. It was a little slower, but still tough and physical. With Mike available now, what are you looking for? Kind of break this game down in a couple of minutes for me on what you think this thing is going to play, how this game is going to play out.
Well, I think it's very interesting that you talked about that performance at TCU. And when I mentioned that TCU at moments this season has looked like the best team in the Big 12, that was when they were playing fast.
Yep.
Very fast. They steal the ball, they block shots, and they go out in transition like it is a drill in practice. Like, hey, like no one dribble. Throw the ball up court, throw the ball up court, and make an incredible layup. With the length that their wings have, the speed with which they run, they are as fast as it gets when they're playing their best basketball. Now, you think about K-State. K-State's a fast team. That's one of their advantages. Their bigs run, their rim runners. K-State will throw the ball from half court or even three quarters court all the way out in front to get the ball to someone to get a layup. So K-State wants to play fast, and TCU wants to play fast. And I thought in the first game in Fort Worth, K-State made mistakes. And, again, those turnovers in action that allowed TCU to go the other direction were a big part of TCU winning that game. I don't think you're going to see the turnovers from K-State. I think that they're going to play a much cleaner version, and it's not going to be a slower game like we saw in Manhattan. I think it'll be a faster game. More like, think about when K-State played Baylor early in the year on the road. Think about when they played Texas. Now, I'm not saying they're going to score 100 points. Don't get me wrong. But just a fluid speed for K-State without turning over the basketball is what I expect. Now, will TCU be able to play their best and match it in a tough environment? This is going to be a K-State crowd this Thursday night, Wyatt. This T-Mobile Center is going to be roaring with the K-State purple, the lavender color yell, not TCU. So it's going to be much like a road environment. I think they're tough. They have answers. They're the one team in the league that, what, has everybody back from last year? The starters are there. They've got answers for almost anything teams can do against them. But they're not a great three-point shooting team. They need the turnovers and speed to get some easy baskets to play that way. And if K-State doesn't turn them over, I think they take some of the blood flow away of what TCU's offense is. K-State's a better three-point shooting team. So I think that I feel real good that K-State will play a very good way without the turnovers and make it very hard on TCU. It could be close at the end, but I don't think that there's any hint that TCU's going to match up and be able to turn K-State over and get themselves a lead or 5 or 7 points and be the team at the end with K-State fighting uphill. It's either going to be K-State doing a little separation and winning this game, or TCU fighting to the end to see if they can make a play. You got to respect them, Wyatt, with Mike Miles. Eddie Lampkin can get things done. Damian Baugh, Chuck O'Ban, and Emmanuel Miller, these names. Mm-hmm. Jacoby Coles could step in there. Xavier Cork, Micah Peavy. These are names that we are very familiar with that can get things done. But I think the biggest key is don't turn over the basketball. Can you play fast, Wildcats, and not turn over the basketball? Why? I think they can. I think they're a different, more mature, refined version of the Wildcat team than they were when they were played at Fort Worth. That was just a little bit of a dud. There weren't many games like that. What would you say at Butler?
Probably.
K-State didn't look like themselves. Mm-hmm. At Oklahoma, they were worn down with that little road trip. And at TCU. To me, those are the three games where the Wildcats weren't their normal selves. And I think that they took great note of how dangerous TCU is in that game, and I think that made them a better basketball team. I think they're more ready to play a fast style now against TCU.
Should be quite a tournament. Kansas is the one, Texas the two, Kansas State the three, Baylor the four, Iowa State the five, TCU, as good as they are, number six. I think that says all you need to know about the 2023 Big 12 Championship Tournament in Kansas City at the T-Mobile Center. Again, our coverage will begin at 7:30. That's 7:30 on Thursday night with a tip probably around 8:40 or 8:45. That's going to wrap up our Wildcat Weekly podcast presented by Kansas Land Tire and by Authentic Brand Apparel. For Stan Weber, I'm Wyatt Thompson. Thanks so much for listening, and go Cats.
This has been the official Wildcat Podcast, presented by Authentic Brand and Kansas Land Tire. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation on the K-State Sports Network.